Okay, so right there, that was Ariel Pink with Mommy Made Dinner. I can't believe I played Ariel Pink. I don't know, but I used to enjoy it, and there was something new, and I figured I'd put it out there. A little bit of a weird track. Before that, we heard Mary in the Junkyard, Drains, and we started off three songs there with Lathe of Heaven and their track Oblivion. I'm going to just like go out on a limb here and guess that Lathe of Heaven owns some Chameleons records. Just going to guess, but you know. Anyway, well, that is I'm Bored for this week, and we'll be back next Thursday, 1 p.m. So if you liked what you listened to, like what you heard over the last 2 hours, that's where you can get more of it. Thursday, 1 p.m. here on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. Keep listening. All that stuff. Have a good day.
Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What
no,
happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell Room 105. On Friday, April 3rd, the softball team plays Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also happening Friday, check out the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars happening at the Perna Science Planetarium, Room 018A, at 7 p.m. Tickets available online. On Saturday, April 4th, the men's tennis team will be playing Farmingdale at the Oneonta Tennis Courts happening at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's softball team is playing Fredonia at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. On Sunday, April 5th, join the Nebula Society and WONY for our collaboration show. Enjoy music curated by WONY with the stunning visuals from the Nebula Society at the Perna Science Planetarium, Room 018A, with two shows happening at 7 and 8 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to Radio Show Shmadio Shmo with your host, Maya Marsich. Today, I was making my playlist, and I wasn't sure what to play because, honestly, I haven't been listening to as much new music as I would like to, but I had this idea. I think I did it once or twice last semester where I made my playlist, like, alphabetical, and I started with a song that starts with A, and then B, and then C, and you know the rest. So that's what I did today. And I actually really like doing this because I feel like it makes me remember songs that I haven't listened to in a while. Like, I'll go into my library and sort it by Well, actually, sometimes I sort it by alphabetical and then it does it by artist, but I'll just, like, go through all my music, like, and see songs that start with each letter. You get the gist. But basically, it makes me remember songs I haven't listened to in a while, because I'm looking, like, deeper into my library, not just the stuff that I'm listening to recently. So, yeah. We're going to get started with Anything by Adrian Lenker. It's a classic. It's a classic. Everyone loves this one. I don't know how you couldn't. Adrian Lenker is the GOAT. All right. We're going to jump right in, and I hope that you enjoy.
To me gently, so my tears Let me love you till the last. Ooh, the love we shared for oh so long is such a big part of me. If you must take your love away, take it gradually. Oh, oh, break it to me gently. Give me time, or give me the time to ease the pain. Love me just a little longer, 'cause I'll never, never love again. 'Cause I'll never love again.
Never love again.
So that was Break It to Me Gently by Brenda Lee. And that was the B song. It's actually funny. The first song was Anything by Adrian Lenker, which the song and the artist start with an A. And then the same thing for Break It to Me Gently. It starts with a B, Brenda Lee. So that's awesome. Also, shout out Red, because we won the Mascot Madness vote. We won. So we did it. And thanks everyone for voting. And I'm going to be completely transparent. I only voted one time. I just wasn't really interested in it. And then, you know what? Actually, I'm really excited that we won. So, oh, and also, I work at Dragon Tea, Red Dragon Tea in the library. And for some reason, we did a promotional event thing that in front of the cafe, they were giving out vouchers for a free lemonade for if you show that you voted for Red. And they gave out 50. And you could save it, but most people used it right away. So we ended up doing 34 in a row. And the steps to make a lemonade are squeeze half a lemon, two halves of lemon. So do that twice. Add a pump of sugar. Add two pumps of raspberry. Add strawberry puree, add water, mix it with a spoon, add ice, put a lid on, and hand it out. And that might not sound like a lot for one drink, but when you have to do 34 of them in a row, and everybody is standing there staring at you, watching you make them, it's not fun at all. And you end up getting really sticky. So that was awesome. But yeah, it's really good. You shout out Dragon Tea. That's where I work. And we have really good drinks and food. And so shout out. But yeah, shout out Red. Shout out everybody. Shout out Brenda Lee. All right. We're going to go into the C song, which is Crime by Alex G. And I actually saw Alex G live in concert and it was awesome. So, all right, let's jump right in.
Wait until
Actually, I don't know how to pronounce it. I think it's French. E-A-U. Is it? I don't know. Oh, is it all? All de bedroom dancing? I hope that's right. I think it is all. All de bedroom dancing by... Oh, my gosh. I don't even know how to... Is it Le Tiger? Le Tigre? I can't. I should have looked it up before I turned the mic on, but that's the song. And then before that was Delta P by They Are Gutting a Body of Water. And the next song... So, yeah, that was D and E. And then for F, I'm doing For No One by The Beatles, which is a beautiful song. And here we go.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone. But now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears. Cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Thank you.
So that was Goodbye by the Sundays. And before that was For No One by the Beatles. And actually, the Sundays are one of my favorite bands, like, ever. And it's funny because the reason I heard them was because of TikTok, but not the way that you would think, okay? Because it was like, so everyone knows that their song Summertime blew up over this last summer / spring, and everyone hopped on the band. No, I'm kidding. I don't really care that much about, like, artists blowing up on TikTok, because, like, it doesn't change the way I listen to them. It's just sometimes if it's a specific song, it can be annoying because it overplays the song. Like, I used to love the song End of Beginning by Joe, but that kind of did get ruined by TikTok because it was every other video. But anyway, I actually found, this was the first Sunday song that I heard, Goodbye. And it was on a TikTok video with literally 10 likes. And it was in the summer of 2023. So almost 3 years ago. Like, they were not blowing up. Okay, it doesn't matter. But it's just funny because if I say, like, oh, I heard them on TikTok, you would think that it was when they blew up. But it literally was just happened to be, like, literally a video with 10 likes on it with this song on it, Goodbye. And I was like, wait, what is this melody? And then I got into the Sundays that whole summer. It was the summer after my freshman year. And, yeah, and I always love the Sundays. And, you know what, I'm happy that they are having their moment on TikTok, or had their moment, because now everyone gets to hear them because they're awesome. So, yeah, and now we're going to move on to our H song, which is Hannah's Son by Lomelda. I think that's how you pronounce it. I think I heard the song like a year ago and I really liked it, but I haven't listened to it in a while. And because I did this playlist where I did it alphabetical, I was looking for an H song and I found the song, and now I get to rediscover it again. So that's awesome. So we're gonna jump right in.
I sent you the song from my hometown in Chicago and Atlanta, sinking at the sight of your shadow.
So that was Hannah Sun by, I think it's pronounced Lomelda. It's a beautiful song. And next up, I'm going to be playing In On by Soul Whirling Somewhere. And this band, Soul Whirling Somewhere, is one of my boyfriend's like favorite bands. And you would know that if you tuned into his show on Sundays from 6 to 8. He loves this band, and honestly, I think we have some similar tastes in music, but when it comes to a lot of it, I think we have different tastes. But I'm not really super into Soul Whirling Somewhere. I mean, I don't dislike it, but it's not really something that I'll put on. But this song came up on my recommended playlists, and I actually was really into it. It kind of gives me a little bit of a Alex G vibe, like I think it's similar to like Headroom Piano, which is on, I can't remember the name, something Animals. I can't remember the name of the album, but yeah. So this is In On by Soul Whirling Somewhere, and I really like it, and I really like the piano in it, and it's a long song. It's 9.5 minutes long, so get your popcorn and take a seat and enjoy this song, In On by Soul Whirling Somewhere. Here we go. Thank you.
this accident that happened. Follow the dot. Coincidence makes sense only with you. You don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscapes. They pass away. The riddle gets old, and you push me up to this day. Inside of me, every nerve that hurts, you heal deep inside of me. Ooh, you don't have to speak. I feel emotional landscapes. They pass away. I'm confused.
Could you care for me? Could anybody be misunderstood? degrees. I wonder, could you kill for me? Could I'll wait outside your neighborhood between the trees and beneath the breeze? I wonder, could you kill for me? Could you kill for me? Could you kill for me?
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that you had the best time ever, and I love you.
You're tuned into WONY 90.9 on the outside. Red Dragon Radio. Thanks for listening. Keep it locked. This is Power Radio.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless.